There are some very nice information about the effects of Lord Krishna's transcendental flute playing. He uses a certain scale, that is, sounds in a certain scale, through which he attracts the devotees, but there are other effects also. When he plays his flute on one type of scale, liquid things like water become firm. Like when Krishna comes with the cows and cow to the Yamuna, and it is difficult to pass through the Yamuna, he will take his flute and play it in one scale, and the Yamuna becomes firm, almost like we have in the West ice. I believe in India ice is very rarely seen, maybe up in the Himalayas, but Lord Krishna plays his flute in such a way that the Yamuna becomes firm, and then they go with the cows over the Yamuna. But he can also play his flute in different ways. For instance, when he sees his cows are very thirsty, he plays a different type of scale, and then the mountain Giriraj becomes liquid, becomes very nectarine liquid, so that the cows can drink that liquid. There are 9 different effects of Krishna's transcendental flute, which he takes to the heart, but the most important effect really is that when the flute of Lord Krishna is heard, then our hearts become attracted to him. So this art, I believe, I will ask Samir in the end to speak a little bit if he is willing on this particular bamboo flute, but it is said that this ragas do melt the heart, and we become attracted to Lord Krishna. Mm-hmm. So here we hear now, we have another flute of Lord Krishna. Yeah. I heard in Nandagram he has a chest, big chest, means like Schrank in German, where he has all his different flutes. And he has 2 servants which carry his flutes for him, running behind him and supplying the right flute according to the need. So we will now hear this. Yes.